Kansas, and southeast Nebraska. Heat advisory for today, as we'll have sunny skies, hot at 100. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 93. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. For Sunday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 90s. Right now, it's 88.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A recent study created by the Agriculture and Food Policy Center shows the devastating impact of inheritance tax code changes. Michael Clements shares more about that study.
The Agriculture and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M University developed a study showing the impact of potential inheritance tax changes. American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye says the study looks at potential impacts of the Sensible Taxation and Equity Promotion, or STEP Act, and the 99.5% Act.
The STEP Act, announced by Senator Van Hollen, proposes to eliminate stepped-up basis on death of the owner, and the 99.5% Act, introduced by Senator Sanders, decreases the estate tax exemption down significantly from where it is today. This study looks at if those laws were to go into effect, what the impact would be on farmers and ranchers.
Nye says members of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees requested the study.
Certainly, the ag community has been very interested and involved in the discussions around potential changes to the tax code. So really, it was the culmination of the ag community being interested, expressing that interest through their grassroots efforts with their elected officials, and then those elected officials asking Texas A&M to take a look.
The study shows both bills would be costly to farmers.
AFPC maintains a database of 94 representative farms in 30 states. And so this took a look at what the impact would be. And it found that if both the STEP Act and the 99.5% Act were simultaneously implemented, 92 of the 94 representative farms would be impacted, with additional tax liabilities incurred averaging $1.43 million per farm.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And the Biden administration plans to reissue tougher standards for livestock and poultry production that will phase out the egg industry's practice of using porches to provide hens with access to the outdoors. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, communities across the state of Kansas have been celebrating Juneteenth this week, with the big celebration coming up this weekend. And some say this year the celebrations have an extra special meaning after the federal government officially recognized June 19th as a federal holiday.
Slavery was an institution that was a dark stain on our history. And this happening now and making it an official holiday, the end of it, is something that's very great. All of us as a country can celebrate together, because again, African-American history is American history, and we should always celebrate it that same way, always.
That was Larry Birch, the president of the NAACP in the Wichita area, on KWCH News. In other news, the toughest monster truck tour event that was scheduled in Salina for this weekend has officially been canceled. KWCH News reports that Tony's Pizza Event Center has announced that, quote, due to circumstances beyond the control of the tour, the event has been canceled. Mid-America Network News.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
If you're seeing stripe rust in your wheat fields this year, think about adding AgriPro brand wheat variety Bob Dole to your farm come planting season. The Bob Dole wheat variety has excellent stripe rust tolerance and is a great fit for graze and grain systems, providing outstanding forage potential without compromising grain yield. Bob Dole also has superior milling and baking quality and is on the GrainCraft's preferred variety list. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Jackson County prosecutors have charged a 16-year-old Kansas boy in the shooting death of a Kansas City, Missouri man. Prosecutors said yesterday that Javon Hunter of Kansas City will be tried as an adult for second-degree murder and three other charges in the October death of 44-year-old Cristobal Gutierrez Castillas. Investigators said surveillance video show Hunter and others arriving at the scene in East Kansas City on scooters. Hunter seen arguing with three men before he fired a shot. The video showed Hunter going through the victim's pockets and removing a cell phone before he leaves. Online court records courts don't name an attorney for Hunter. In other news, a teenager who shot and killed his mother in 2018 has pleaded no contest to lesser charges in her death. The teenager, who was not tried as an adult, was originally charged with second-degree murder and the death of 41-year-old Lisa Trimmel at a home near Andover. He pleaded no contest yesterday to aggravated battery and criminal use of a weapon. Prosecutors said Trimmel was arguing with the boy's younger brother, who was 12 at the time, when the older boy shot her. He was 14 years old at the time. Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind. So let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Police in Hawaii have suspended searches for a Nebraska man until there is new information on his whereabouts. Samuel Joseph Martinez was studying microbiology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln before he flew to the Hawaiian island of Kauai on May 12th. The 23-year-old planned to spend nearly 2 weeks hiking and camping. His family filed a missing persons report with police in Nebraska after he missed his May 25th flight home. A Kauai police spokesperson says the department searched areas where Martinez may have hiked, but nothing has been found. Nebraska state offices closed today in anticipation of a new federal law that will establish Juneteenth as a recognized government holiday. Governor Pete Ricketts ordered the closure to comply with a state law that grants the same paid holiday benefits to state employees. State employees will receive a paid day of leave. There are exceptions for those state employees considered essential personnel. Mid-America Network News.
If you're seeing stripe rust in your wheat fields this year, think about adding AgriPro brand wheat variety Bob Dole to your farm come planting season. The Bob Dole wheat variety has excellent stripe rust tolerance and is a great fit for grays and grain systems, providing outstanding forage potential without compromising grain yield. Bob Dole also has superior milling and baking quality and is on the GrainCraft's preferred variety list. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Springtime is upon us, and that means nice weather and, unfortunately, spring storms. Burwell Construction is here to not only take care of your roof, siding, and guttering should you get damage from any storms, but to make sure your backyard is more enjoyable with a new deck or patio cover. For over 30 years, you've trusted Burwell Construction. They've been improving homes just like yours. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Summer activities are in full swing with the Frankfort Summerfest this Saturday. Summerfield will host their annual tractor pull this Saturday evening with a second annual road rally next weekend. Hanover Days of 49 are June 24th through the 26th. Blue Rapids will celebrate 150 plus 1 July 4th weekend. The Lynn Picnic is scheduled July 10th. And county fairs kick off with the Marshall County Fair July 15th through the 20th, Washington County July 20th through the 25th, Nemaha County July 22nd through the 26th, and Gage County July 28th through the 31st. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host the Beach Boys among several bands performing live at Alco Springs July 31st. In August, Axtell and Beatty host annual celebrations. Boss Nationals return to Marysville August 26th through the 28th, as well as the Traveling Wall That Heals exhibit. The Pony Express Festival is back at the Hollenberg Station August 29th. Palmer Labor Day Fun Day is slated for September, with the U.S. 36 Treasure Hunt also planned September 17th through the 19th. Together is Fun 2021 is this year's theme for the annual Frankfort Summerfest this Saturday, featuring a farmer's market, Correct softball and cornhole tournaments. Vendors are welcome to set up free in the city park. Parade Saturday begins at 4 in Frankfort with inflatables, a pedal pull, live music, and the Wildcat Boosters pulled pork dinner to follow. Jake Rose and the Leftovers perform live at 5 with the Lazy Wayne Band at 9 this Saturday evening. The full schedule's on the Frankfort Summerfest Facebook page. In Summerfield, the tractor pull Saturday night begins at 5 with concessions and a beer garden at the former ball field. Keith A. Fincham, age 91, of Home, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Keith Fincham. Daniel J. Schmelsley, age 43, formerly of Axtell, passed away unexpectedly March 23rd at his place of employment. The graveside service is planned Saturday, June 19th, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Cemetery in Seneca. Following the service, a gathering of family and friends is planned at the Seneca Community Center, with the Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Daniel Schmelsley. Raymond H. Oldie, age 99, of Palmer, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 7, at the church. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Raymond Oldie.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details, or visit bluevalley.net.
It's getting hot out, and the Riverside Market and Flowers has hot deals for you. Annuals 50% off and select shrubs 20% off. Then pick up cold drinks and see what's cooking at the deli so you don't have to. Enjoy your plants, enjoy a fresh homemade dinner, and enjoy your weekend with the help of the Riverside Market on Highway 77 in Blue Rapids.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Central parts of the Midwest, we are still dealing with that heat and humidity. Temperatures well into the upper 90s, lower 100s across the area. We do have a frontal boundary hanging overhead that could bring us some isolated showers and thunderstorms as we head into tonight. Otherwise, it looks like we have another system that will be moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest Sunday into the early parts of next week, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms. The good news is, as we head into Monday, much cooler temperatures behind the low. So across the area, heat advisories, sunny skies 100. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies 93. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the mid-70s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-June, 87, record high 104 degrees, the average low 64, and the record low 47. Sunset this evening, 8:56, sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Whether it's trout, walleye, or salmon, it might be a great day to go fishing. We find out why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 18th, the 169th day of the year. Legendary Beatles member Sir Paul McCartney is turning 79, and on this day in 1961, Gunsmoke was broadcast for the last time on radio. The TV show of the same name was already on the air and overlapped the radio show for about 6 years. Did you know there's an actual sport fishing team in Michigan called Team Gunsmoke? They'll probably be out on the water today, seeing that it's National Go Fishing Day. No judgment here if you're going to play hooky, pun intended, from work. Fishing is actually great for your mental health. It gives you time to focus on yourself or those you're with. It can also improve your patience and physical fitness. And of course, fish is a healthy dish. The American Heart Association recommends eating fish twice per week. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Have you tried banking with us on the internet yet? It's faster and more convenient to bank from your own home whenever you feel like it. Best of all, banking online is safe. With your private username and password and software meticulously crafted to ensure the safekeeping of your account data, your online transactions are quick and secure. Another quality banking service from Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Friday from the first tee to the 18th green. The Wichita Open officially got underway yesterday, and unlike last year's event, fans were welcomed back to cheer on the golfers. With the tournament lasting until Sunday, there are plenty of opportunities for fans to get out and enjoy the event. General admission tickets are still available for just $10. You can find them at WichitaOpen.com. Football, the two GOATs on the cover of Madden NFL 22 are Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. The cover athletes were supposed to be officially released at 9 o'clock Central Time yesterday, but an ad on the ESPN app was released much earlier. This is the second appearance on the cover for both Brady and Mahomes. Brady was featured on Madden NFL 18. Mahomes was on the cover of Madden NFL 20. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Friday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
Wear and tear. It seems like something is always breaking, falling off, or needing repair. That's why Abilene Machine only sells the highest quality new, remanufactured, and used parts. Their new parts are second to none, yet are typically 40% off the list price of the big OEMs. Used parts can save you even more, up to 50% off new. Don't let your ag replacement parts take a toll on your pocket. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit AbilenMachine.com.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. Sitting in a hotel room in Barcelona, Celton Miguel's K-State teammates, his brothers, he calls them, have been flooding his phone from halfway across the world. The sophomore will take the court for his home country of Angola at the FIBA Men's Olympic Qualifying Tournament in Lithuania later this month. Miguel is the youngest player on the team and the only one still in college, but his freshman year in Manhattan has him confident that he's ready. As a true freshman last season, Miguel ranked third at K-State in total assists, fifth in points per game, and seventh in rebounds per game. He also averaged the fourth most minutes per contest at 27.5. He'll shift from a perimeter player for the Wildcats to a running point for Angola. What a first act for first-year Hutchinson Community College head football coach Drew Dallas. The coach of the Blue Dragons yesterday was named the NJCAA Football's National Coach of the Year. Have a great weekend, everyone. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
When life makes managing your fitness and health a problem, Marysville Health and Fitness is the solution. If you have a concern about your physical health, they have a way to help beyond just treadmills. Sure, Marysville Health and Fitness has treadmills, but there's so much more. Free weights and Cybex weight machines, workout and group classes, get competitive with racquetball, have your current diet and fitness levels evaluated and set new goals, or make yourself a massage appointment. Marysville Health and Fitness, what do you want to get out of your body?
Your opportunity for a better lifestyle is right here at home. Landall's is seeking production employees, including assembly, welding, fabrication, machinists, and material handling. On-the-job training available, offering a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000 for qualified individuals for full-time positions open immediately. Competitive wages with attendance bonus, profit sharing, great benefits, including health and retirement, and paid time off. Join their amazing team. Learn more at Landall.com. An equal opportunity employer.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com. Add some fun and fragrance to the garden with a peanut butter shrub and popcorn plant. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Enjoy the fragrant flowers and foliage of clerodendron, also known as peanut butter shrub. Hardy in zone 6 to 10, it often dies back to the ground in colder portions of its hardiness zone. Those in colder regions need to move it indoors for winter. Grow clerodendron in full sun and moist, well-drained soil. You and the hummingbirds and butterflies will also enjoy the tubular white flowers and unique bright blue berry-like fruit. Popcorn cassia is also called peanut butter plant. The leaves smell like popcorn when crushed, and yellow flowers smell like peanut butter. Hardy in zones 9 and 10, it is grown as an annual elsewhere. Plant it in the garden or container and watch the birds, bees, and butterflies visit. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control, because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Whew, it's getting hot out. And the Riverside Market and Flowers has hot deals for you. Annuals 50% off and select shrubs 20% off. Then pick up cold drinks and see what's cooking at the deli so you don't have to. Enjoy your plants, enjoy a fresh homemade dinner, and enjoy your weekend with the help of the Riverside Market on Highway 77 in Blue Rapids.
Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Lutheran. There are many labels that may be placed on churches. However, during the early years of this church, the label was either British or revolutionary, and those who stepped inside the building were most likely not going to hear a sermon. The story of what occurred inside that church is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
David Osborne cares for St. Paul's Church in Mount Vernon, New York. It was built in the 1760s, and just a decade into its existence, it became an important site in the American Revolution.
Well, everybody left town, including the rector, who was actually a loyalist. He was with the British Army throughout the war in Manhattan as a chaplain. But this building was the central point of the neutral ground, and battles are raging around here. Luckily, it's never damaged, but it is constantly used as a hospital.
The site was 20 miles north of Lower Manhattan, in the middle of the country during the 1770s.
It's the Americans in 1776 holding this part of the county. Then in 1777, they've been pushed up. It's the British controlling it. Then the Americans come back. So they're not here at the same time. It's not that collegial. This is a war. And whichever army controlled the ground here, they would do the obvious thing and take this big stone and brick building and convert it. But sometimes they're within days of each other.
It became a site where both sides brought their wounded.
Quite a few men, Americans and British, and German Hessians and loyalists would have died in the church during the war.
Many were buried in the adjoining cemetery. It remained a church until the 1970s, when the area became mostly industrial. This site has stood the test of time, preserving the story of the British and patriots who fought here.
And the cemetery right behind it is one of the oldest in the country. There are stones to 1704. People are still buried here. Many veterans are buried here from all the wars in America's history, from colonial times through World War II.
Today, the church is St. Paul's National Historic Site. Traveling the countryside in Mount Vernon, New York, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a household auction featuring tools, household items, and collectibles for Robert Ryan Saturday, June 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1220 Heights Avenue. Tools include a Craftsman tool chest and workbench, workbench with a vise, 20-foot aluminum extension ladder, several step ladders. Household items include a modern glass front hutch, round kitchen table with four chairs and leaf, several dressers, a bedroom set, recliners, hide-a-bed divan, wood desks, an office chair, 8-foot folding table, treadmill, and stepper. Collectibles include a 3/4 oak bed, oak chest of drawers, oak desk, fancy dishes and glassware, pressed glassware, and stemmed glassware. This household auction for Robert Ryan, Saturday, June 19th, begins at 10 a.m. Follow the signs to 1220 Heights Avenue, Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Keep an eye on grazing cattle and be sure of what they're eating. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Whether it's a pasture or open range land, cattle might eat plants that are toxic as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
It's wise to have a good handle on plants that don't belong in your pasture because they could be poisonous for cattle. Do weed checks a couple times in the summer and spot spray if needed. Dan Brown is an animal science professor at Cornell University.
He says plant toxicity in cattle depends largely on the region you're in and the dose ingested.
If you've got that small group of plants, things like oleander, yew, castor bean, those things which a small dose will knock them down, you learn those for your area. And also understanding the principle that it's a dose. So if you go out in your field and you have a couple of, say, milkweed plants, that may not be a big thing because they can tolerate a little of it. But again, regionally, in the east, the milkweeds out here are not near as toxic as the milkweeds are in the west.
Cattle can make associations with food. If they eat something and get sick from it, they probably won't eat it again. Brown notes that the time of year a plant is ingested also makes a huge difference because toxicity and palatability in plants can change over time.
There are pastures that are very heavily infested or blessed, depending upon your point of view, with tall larkspur, which of course can be quite toxic. But depending on the time of year, you can move animals in there at a time when the larkspur is not particularly palatable, or they can move the animals in there when the larkspur is not particularly toxic. The problem is if they move them in when it's both palatable and toxic.
Even plants like wild cherries are okay when the leaves are green and still on the tree, but when they wilt, they release a lot of cyanide. Call your veterinarian if you suspect the cattle got into something. Inspect your area and destroy any poisonous plants. If you're not sure what the culprit was, consult with your extension service. Learn more about poisonous plants for cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Raising the only king, learning lost, mighty. a kid and waiting for summer vacation? It seemed so far away, but it had a way of sneaking up on you. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, retirement can feel far away, but it could come quicker than you realize. It's important to prepare now so that your later years are purposeful and abundant. So how do you plan for retirement? Well, start with listing out your goals. Do you want to move to a warmer state for the winter months? Are you hoping to care for your grandkids? Maybe you're planning on pursuing a passion that you previously never had time for. Retirement requires a lot of planning, and working with a financial professional is a great way to help you think through what you'll need for those later years. And remember, God has a plan and purpose for you once you get to that point in your life, too. So don't wait. Start planning for retirement now. It will give you the confidence you need to live a more meaningful life today and tomorrow.
Clearing the legal path to a global increase in food donations. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers and applicators about safety when using foliar pesticides. Tim Joseph is with Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Applicators should be sure to cover exposed skin, wear closed-toed shoes and goggles, and use non-absorbent gloves when applying crop protection products. It's also important to properly clean the equipment to avoid accidental exposure. The product labels also outline application and use requirements.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
Liability concerns have led to numerous laws and policies standing in the way of food donations. But a collaboration between the Global Food Banking Network and the Harvard Law School Food Law and Policy Clinic is working to change that. Doug O'Brien is with the Global Food Banking Network.
Before COVID, roughly 2.68 million metric tons of food were covered by food banks. That is a fraction of the 1.3 billion that is wasted annually. And we know we have to close that gap. So first and foremost is the policy regimen.
The collaboration I mentioned a moment ago resulted in the Global Food Donation Policy Atlas, a two-year project mapping the laws and policies affecting food donations in 15 countries. Again, Doug O'Brien.
Certainly when we began the project, we had no idea a pandemic was around the corner. But I will tell you that the work that they have already done has been hugely helpful in our food bank's ability to respond. And we believe that as we enter, hopefully soon, not soon enough, but soon, the recovery phase, many of the broader policy implications can be enacted to help food banks then further get more food through what we think is a very uncertain economic future where there'll be increased demand for our services.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
437, thank you. That'll be good. You can taxi up too. Hold short of the taxiway if you would. Then I'll get your bonus as soon as I can.
It's Thunder Over the Heartland, presented by Core First Bank and Trust. June 26th to 27th in Topeka, the sky will shake. See the reenactment of December 7th, Pearl Harbor.
God bless America. We are Torah, Torah, Torah.
Thunder Over the Heartland features vintage planes to jets. See Randy Bowles, Mix 17. Tickets available online now. HeartlandAirshow.com.
Pull up.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. The Beach Boys, produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Update. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, the combines are rolling across many areas of Kansas, including Sumner County.
Yep, we are. We started off here a little bit on Monday, and it's really picked up the last couple days.
Kalen Cromwell is with Farmers Cooperative Grain Association in Belle Plaine. He says the quality so far has been pretty good.
Everything we've seen so far has been good. Test weights have been really, really good. As far as yield-wise, kind of varying, been anywhere from 40 to 60, kind of all over the place.
It's been such an interesting year. I think folks maybe were a little concerned about what the yields were going to be like.
Yeah, I think the people that are getting some in the 50s and 60s were pretty happy about that. You know, I think a lot of people weren't sure what we were going to end up with.
Can you tell us anything else about the harvest up until this point, if protein numbers?
Protein, we haven't sent any samples off yet to get tested, but we weren't really expecting it to be real high. I think it'll just be kind of an average year, but we'll know more later when we get those results back. But test weight, moisture, when the wheat dried down, it dried down in a hurry, so everything's been good for us.
Two or three 100 plus degree days in a row, and things dry down and get harvestable here pretty quick. It's interesting that seems like Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas all cutting wheat at the same time.
That's the thing. Normally kind of Oklahoma down there gets a head start on us by a couple weeks, but it kind of seemed like it was all at once this year.
Once again, that's Kalen Cromwell at Farmers Cooperative Grain Association in Belle Plaine. The combines are rolling in Sumner County. Harvest information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Springtime is upon us, and that means nice weather and, unfortunately, spring storms. Burwell Construction is here to not only take care of your roof, siding, and guttering should you get damaged from any storms, but to make sure your backyard is more enjoyable with a new deck or patio cover. For over 30 years, you've trusted Burwell Construction. They've been improving homes just like yours. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment. Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Yesterday, Texas A&M Agricultural and Food Policy Center released a report quantifying the negative impact imposing new transfer taxes will have on U.S. cattle and beef producers. The study requested by the ranking member of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, John Bozeman, and the ranking member of the House Committee on Agriculture, G.T. Thompson. It reveals the significant impact the two proposed bills would have on the longstanding provisions in the tax code. The STEP Act would eliminate stepped-up basis at the time of death of an owner. The 99.5% Act would most notably decrease the estate tax exemption from the current $11.7 million per individual and $23.4 million per couple to $3.5 million per individual and $7 million per couple. The study proves that because of the unique structure, family-owned businesses are particularly susceptible to changes in the tax code. In fact, if both bills were implemented, 98% of the representative farms used in the study would have seen an average tax increase of $1.4 million. And several of America's leading farm groups differ on USDA's proposal to consider three new laws to strengthen the Packers and Stockyards Act. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said shielding farmers from corporate abuse were the main objectives for Farmers Union since it was established. The publication of the plan administrative action is a step in the right direction. Family Farm Action Alliance President Joe Maxwell said past failures to adequately strengthen the Packers and Stockyard Act left the regulatory environment a haven for consolidation. And the National Cattlemen and Beef Association less than enthusiastic. They said, as they did in 2010 and again last year, NCBA will fight hard to ensure that any regulation created or revised under the Packers and Stockyards do not reduce cattle producers' ability to realize higher profits and make the decision that is best for them. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Severe root pruning by corn rootworm larvae can dramatically impact the corn crop yield. Know what to look for now and later on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon. Let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices. Practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
This is a wake-up call for you and your field's microbiome from Source by Sound Agriculture. Source is a revolutionary chemistry approach that doesn't rely on bulky nutrients or finicky biologicals to wake up your soil and unlock more corn from less than an ounce of application per acre. It's like caffeine for microbes. Source works with the soil you've already got and the equipment you already use. So if you're a grower, go to sound.ag and learn more. And if you're a microbe, time to rise and shine.
Corn growers should be out scouting their fields for corn rootworm. Newly hatched larvae feed primarily on root hairs and outer root tissue. As larvae grow and their food requirements increase, they burrow into the roots to feed. This interferes with water and nutrient uptake, makes the plant unstable, and cuts down on yield. Anthony Omis is an extension agronomy specialist at the University of Missouri. He says one of the signs of rootworm activity is root tips that appear brown, tunneled into, and chewed back to the base of the plant.
One root average per plant turning back to 1.5 inches of the stalk, or an entire node of roots destroyed. Somewhere in that range is where economic loss is going to be potentially possible. One of the things you'd see is that root pruning, and then the next obvious symptom would be if there's a wind occurring after excessive root pruning, you'll get some plants that lay over. Then you'll get this goosenecking where the plant's trying to upright itself again.
Scouting doesn't end with the larvae. In late July and August, the adult beetles will show up on the corn plant.
The beetles feed on silk. They're typically not an economic threat because we've already got pollination occurred. But if we get an average of about one beetle per plant in that time frame, then that would probably be enough because the beetles just fall back to the ground and deposit the eggs.
The first management strategy is rotating out of corn. If you have continuous corn, the only option is to use BT or insecticide treatments. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on scouting for rootworms at agriculture.com.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're looking at some positive news for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat here on our Friday after a tough Thursday. Kansas City wheat looking pretty good. July is up 28.75 at 6.14. September is up 29 at 6.23. All three of the wheat markets are showing green today. July corn is up 26.25 at 6.59 1/4. September corn is up 33.75 at 5.82 1/4. Back months are all double-digit higher, some by well over 30 cents. So looking pretty good for corn and wheat. Soybeans trying really hard to gain back some of the losses of Thursday. July soybeans up 68.25 at 13.98. August up 64 at 13.59. Double-digit gains, about 62, 63 cents in each of the back months as well. So soybeans looking pretty good. The soybean products are doing nicely also. They took a pounding yesterday, but recovering today. July soybean meal is up $12.10 at $373.60. August is up $11.60 at $374.40. Nice gains in all the back months. July soybean oil is up 187 points at $58.43. August is up 280 at $57.14. So the soybean complex looking good. Cotton is on the upside. July cotton at 84.97. That's up 80 points. October cotton is at 86.46. That's up 173 points. So it's a good day so far for cotton as well. Things are a little different in the livestock complex. We're looking at mixed numbers there. Feeder cattle are having some issues, but fat cattle are doing nicely. June live cattle at 110 at 121.20. August up 72 at 121.82. August feeders down 107 at 156.32. Sep down 80 at 158.30. Hogs are mixed. July hogs down 92 at 110.07. But August hogs are currently up 60 at 107.80. Mixed numbers in the livestock complex. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
If you're seeing stripe rust in your wheat fields this year, think about adding AgriPro brand wheat variety Bob Dole to your farm come planting season. The Bob Dole wheat variety has excellent stripe rust tolerance and is a great fit for graze and grain systems, providing outstanding forage potential without compromising grain yield. Bob Dole also has superior milling and baking quality and is on the GrainCraft's preferred variety list. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at AgriPro.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Panera favorites are hot and ready to serve for dinner. Taste our creamy mac and cheese served in a crispy bread bowl. Or the classic bacon turkey Bravo featuring our signature sauce. How about our new mouth-watering Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza? These and other favorites are waiting for you. Order dinner tonight for delivery or pickup. Only at Panera. Availability and pricing may vary.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course towards success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter. Relate and communicate well with others. Be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at BlueValley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
KNDY.
Of country music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.